The question was asked, we know that when a person goes to mikveh, they're not supposed to keep their lips tightly sealed. They leave their lips gently open so water theoretically could come in, but they don't have to open their mouth. Water doesn't have to come in. So then why would it be prohibited to have any bone in between their teeth? So the answer is like this. We have a rule in Tractate Menachos. The Talmud tells us in Tractate Menachos that when we prepare a flour offering, the flour offering can only have a certain amount of flour and a certain amount of oil so that they can mix. Mixing the flour offering in halacha is called bila. Bila is mixing flour and oil, or mixing some kind of solid with the liquid. So that's bila. So then the Talmud says, but wait a second, you don't have to mix it. Technically the oil could stay separate. So what do I care if I have so much flour that the oil won't mix in well, or I don't? If at the end of the day if you didn't mix it, it's still kosher, so why don't you use more flour? And then even if the oil didn't mix in well, it should still be kosher. So the Talmud tells us a rule. And the rule is kol ha-ra'uy le-bila, en bila me'akevet. Whenever you could potentially mix in the oil, so then even if you didn't mix the oil, it's still kosher. But if you have so much flour that the oil wouldn't mix in right anyways, so then we say, if you couldn't potentially do it, then it's not kosher. If you could potentially do it, then even if you didn't do it, it is kosher. So this is an important concept that shows up in many places in halacha. Kol ha-ra'uy le-bila. If it's at the state where it could potentially do it, then there are many things which you say even if you didn't do it. Let's take an example. You're reading in the Torah Shabbos morning, and you notice this week's parsha is Toledot. Yeah, okay. Vele Toledot Yitzchak ben Avraham. So you look at the word Toledot, and you notice. Can I have a piece of paper, someone? You notice that the edge of the vav. I'll draw it on here. It's fine. At the edge of the Vav is touching the Lamed. So we have our beautiful Lamed in Toledot, and we have our beautiful Vav, and there's a little bit of a touch. The two are slightly touching. Okay? So if halachically, I would be permitted to scrape that off halachically. The Vav still looks like a Vav. The Lamed still looks like a Lamed. It only looks like it's touching. So even though on Shabbos I can't scrape it off, but we say, being that you could, tomorrow, tonight, you'll be able to scrape it off. Kol ha-ra'uy le-bila en bila me'akevet. If I could do it, then even though I didn't yet do it, that's okay. If the two letters are fused in a way that you lost the shape of the letters, you got to write it from scratch. So then I say, you got to write it. It's not a kosher Torah. But if it could, so this concept shows up in many places. One of the places is in mikveh. We say that beit hastarim, all the hidden places in the body, inside your nose, inside your mouth, inside your ear, inside all the crevices, the orifices of the body, you don't need that water should go in there. You're not sitting there going, let me get the water all the way up my nose. No, that's called beit hastarim, the hidden parts of the body. You don't have to swallow water into your mouth, but there has to be that the water could go there. So that's why my mouth has to be clean. My nose has to be clean. I don't need the water to go all the way up my nose, but my nose has to have the potential of the water going in there. Hara'uy lebila, if it's fit for that status, then even if it didn't meet that status in many areas of halacha, it's kosher. So that's, my mouth is beit hastarim, it's a hidden part of the body. When I close my, I can dunk with my mouth closed, I just leave my lips not so sealed, so water theoretically could be on the border of my lips. But my teeth have to be clean for that reason. Now, what you have to tell your wives that many people don't know is that sometimes if you have a temporary filling, that stands in the way. A permanent filling, so that's okay. It's there for good. It's a part of your body. But a temporary filling, it's going out in an hour. She's going to the dentist right after mikveh to take out that filling. So what are you going to say? There was not, her mouth was clean. No, it wasn't. There was a temporary filling. You were taking it out in an hour. Okay, so you have to ask a halachic question. We have this very often. A woman wants to go to mikveh, and the doctor says she has to have a bandage on her ear when she goes into mikveh. She has an ear infection. They don't want water going in her ear. How can she go to mikveh? She had an operation. She needs to bandage and cover the bandage. How could she go to mikveh? There's a separation between her and the water. So these are questions we deal with on a daily basis. We find solutions as best as we can. But coming back to our mouth and our nose, they have to be clean when we go down to mikveh on the inside as well. We blow our nose. We brush our teeth. Whatever is normal, cleanliness.
Eyes and contacts.
Yes. Eyes and contacts. You have to take your contact lenses out when you go to mikveh. Yes. Eyes and contact lenses, earrings. You take out your earrings. Yeah, for sure. Okay.
What about fast days?
Thursday nights.